With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As we head into another weekend with the federal government still shut down, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is very concerned that no end is in sight due to Democrats in the Senate. On the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says this is a very dark day for federal workers.
Certainly for federal employees and civilian contractors and people like our troops and our Border Patrol officers and TSA agents and air traffic controllers and all the rest of the federal workforce. Because the Democrats in the Senate have now voted for the 11th time to keep the government closed. And to add insult to injury, yesterday, they voted to reject a standalone bill to fund our nation's defense and pay our troops. It is absolutely outrageous to us.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast when This Week on Capitol Hill airs Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Hungary's leader says his country is the ideal site for talks between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin about war in Ukraine.
Speaking to state radio on Friday, Prime Minister Viktor Orban celebrated Hungary's status as the host of upcoming talks between President Donald Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin. Orban is a close Trump ally and considered Putin's closest partner in the European Union. He suggested that one main factor Budapest was chosen as the site of talks was his long-standing opposition to the West supplying Ukraine with military and financial aid for its defense against Russia's invasion. I'm Karen Chamas.
A date for the Trump-Putin meeting has not been set, but Mr. Trump said it would take place in Hungary's capital and suggested it could happen in about 2 weeks. It's been a booming session on Wall Street so far. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 132 points. This is SRN News. A new survey examines religious people and their views on family.
It comes from Arizona Christian University, and it finds that a lot of churchgoers believe that the term family can include homosexuals living together and adopting children. But the researchers add that, quote, adults in evangelical or Pentecostal churches are more likely than those in mainline or independent Christian congregations to hold Bible-consistent views on family. Attenders of mainline Protestant churches are the most likely of all to support gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
In a statement that's being welcomed by the victims of pedophile priests, the Vatican's Child Protection Board says the Catholic Church has a moral duty to help victims heal. The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors adds that financial reparations and sanctions for abusers and their enablers are essential remedies. The commission has just released its second annual report, highlighting the need for monetary settlements to provide victims with therapy. This is SRN News. AI technology has caused increased cybersecurity threats to the U.S. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
New research from Microsoft says the AI attacks are coming from Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. The amount created online has more than doubled since last year, and it's increased more than 10 times since 2 years ago. AI can translate poorly worded phishing emails into fluent English, as well as generate digital clones of senior government officials. The report says the U.S. is the top target for cyber attacks, and U.S. companies and organizations are getting by with outdated cyber defenses. Russia, China, and Iran have denied they use cyber operations for espionage, disruption, and disinformation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meta giving parents more of a say in their kids' interactions with AI chatbots, adding parental controls to kids' interactions with all artificial intelligent chatbots. More of these stories at srnnews.com.